This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The king of pop is gone. Michael Jackson was pronounced dead this afternoon at the UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles. He had been rushed there by paramedics who had found him at his Bel Air home, not breathing. He'd apparently suffered cardiac arrest. Jackson had been rehearsing for a series of sold-out concerts. They were seen as a possible comeback for the star, whose later years were riddled with scandal. Back in 2003, before Jackson's trial on child molestation charges, audiences around the world were offered a rare window into his life through a documentary called Living with Michael Jackson. It was the work of British journalist Martin Bashir, who had spent 8 months with Jackson.
The inspiration for Neverland, Peter Pan. Why is Peter Pan a figure of such interest and inspiration to you?
Because Peter Pan, to me, represents something that's very special in my heart. You know, he represents youth, childhood, never growing up, magic, flying, everything I think that children and wonderment and magic, what it's all about. And to me, I just have never, ever grown out of loving that or thinking that is very special.
Do you identify with him?
Totally.
You don't want to grow up?
No, I am Peter Pan.
Michael Jackson speaking to Martin Bashir in a documentary broadcast in 2003. Bruce Swedeen is an audio engineer and record producer. He worked with Michael Jackson on some of his biggest hits, including Off the Wall and Thriller. Swedeen says being in the studio with Jackson was an incredible experience.
Michael is a supreme talent, and I have recorded many of the top names in celebrities in music, and no one's better than Michael. No one.
We think of him as having been such a dynamic, physical performer, a dancer. It's hard to imagine him in the recording studio in such a static venue.
Well, it with Michael, recording was never a static event. We used to record with the lights out in the studio, and I had him on my drum platform, which is a wooden platform where I put the drum set when we recorded, and Michael would stand on that, and he would dance as he did the vocals, and what an incredible experience.
You worked with him over 30 years, I guess.
That's right. I started out with him and with Michael recording on the Wiz, the movie, in 1978, and then right up until this last year.
He was a very complicated figure in the popular culture. Do you think that people understood him, saw him clearly?
I kind of have a feeling that people didn't know the real Michael Jackson, because Michael was quiet and unassuming in the studio, and if you weren't aware of what was going on, you almost wouldn't know what we were doing.
When you think back on your many projects that you worked with Michael Jackson on, if you're trying to communicate to people who didn't know him and who only knew of him as a celebrity,
right,
what is it? What is the thing you would try to communicate to us that we couldn't see?
I think what I would like to communicate about Michael that is not often seen about him is what a fantastic musician he was, and how the talent was just indescribably huge, just fantastic.
Well, Bruce Swedeen, thank you very much for talking with us.
Great. Thank you.
Bruce Swedeen was an audio engineer and producer who worked with Michael Jackson for more than 30 years.